Hello, welcome in to a fresh new episode of Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio. We've got a new show every week, and this show is really special because all four of us are here. I'm talking Kathy Bell in the house.
Hello.
Zoe welcome. Foster's here.
Hey, babies.
And Sarah Lloyd is with us too.
Hola.
What?
So, Mother Speaks, it's our deep dive into conversations about what it means being a woman in this day and age. And, you know, this, the birthing of books, babies, brilliance, performance, art, anything, that the creative energy that's birthing through us. And we are on episode number 15 now. So,
woo!
I know. I felt it. Well, we felt that it would be great for us just all to come together after all these episodes that we've been involved with, because we chat behind the scenes about the stuff that helps us get through, don't we? And we haven't actually recorded all of that. And we've also had responses from the awesome guests that we've had. I mean, responses from my heart and my body and my mind going, oh, I remember that bit. And I know that you have as well. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that's really stuck out for you from the last shows that is just dropping in now that you'd like to share.
I have to say the people that we've met and we've spoken to and conversed with and had mothers meets with have been absolutely inspiring, phenomenal. And, you know, I've learned so much from certainly people like Janie Lee Grace and Sue Stone, who was on last week. It also, like, speaking to women who are slightly, you know, they're a little bit further along in their journey than I am, perhaps. It's just nice to get that. It's going to be all right. You're on the right track. It's kind of, it's, yeah, that feeling of, okay, speaking to some real wisdom there is, I think it's a long, I don't know if people do it so much anymore, but I really loved hearing. And I think also what was fascinating about, in particular, those two interviews, and even Carolyn at Creel as well, yeah, is we dove into things that none of them have ever spoken into before, yes, which, yes, I love.
Well, I think that question, what does mother mean to you, just brings up, it helps you delve into places that you haven't gone to for a while, because nobody tends to ask you that question. It's like, and all of us have got a story about how we were mothered.
Yeah.
All of us. And some of the chaps that have been on the show. So we have had men on the show, like the story that Sika shared with us around his relationship with his mother, and how he honors his wife through the parenting of their new little baby and stuff. It was very fascinating to hear a man's view of mothering and him being quite a yin man. So we're not just a mother's meeting here. We are happy to talk to anybody, pan gender, about the mothering energy. So yeah. So I think that you mentioned Carolyn there, Sarah, and I think this clear method, that way, because
the woman, yeah, I'm sorry, since she's come into my field,
yeah,
and I'm not complaining, because she's come in and she's properly shaken back to, yes, my life. It's it has been revolutionary. Like, she came in, I started working with her last year, and the clear method came through very, very clearly. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting kind of watching that whole process of her realizing that she was the very successful CEO of a multi-million pound contract cleaning firm. Oh. And she hit her Saturn return, and then all of a sudden was like, no, I'm going to focus on the energy work, the psychic work, the clairvoyancy, and then realized that obviously cleaning is a massive part of, you know, decluttering and cleaning and clearing. And especially as we're in spring right now, right? It's quite apt. It's one of those things that we need to do each season. It's that rebirth. And, you know, I've certainly gone through that in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, no. I feel like I'm doing it every season, actually.
I was going to say it's every frigging day. You know, yeah. I think it is. Yeah. I know it's very cool to connect with our cycles and our seasons, but this clearing thing turns up in every single modality, everything from Ho'oponopono to Reiki to Qigong to yoga to breathwork. Everything's about the exchange of the old for the new. And there is different levels and layers continually being unpeeled and unpacked. And so to hear what Carolyn had to say was another piece of the jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah,
it was really useful. And I watched there was a video documentary on Netflix recently called The Minimalist. I don't know if anyone's seen that one, but a couple of guys decided to take it on. Have a little look at that, because it inspired me. One of the things that I took from that was that if you can let go of one thing a day, if you can just choose to let go of one thing every day and get it out of your home by midnight, then that will start to clear things. So, because sometimes decluttering, as you said, Sarah, can be a bit of a shake and vac. I love that.
I've been doing her clear method every day, and it's like a journaling exercise. So you start with the letters of each of the words. So it's like, what can I clear, cleanse today? Whether it's cleaning my front room or clearing the kids' clutter out from Easter, whatever. What small action can I do every day? So it's like, what can I clear? What can I let go of? Because that's another thing that we hold on to. And the process, I think we were talking about this, Kathy, with her, is the biggest parts of the decluttering, clearing energy work is letting go and then receiving. So those two parts of it, it's like you can declutter all you like, but letting go of it, it can be sat in your garage for years, you know? And, you know, that's the metaphorical garage, right? Which is quite funny, because I've just had a breath with Kathy, and the song that was playing was Imagine there's no things, there's no, it's like the bottom line of that song is kind of it. Imagine we kind of go through life and we collect all this stuff to make ourselves feel safe. And then we get to kind of our 30s and 40s, like us, we're all sitting together. And you've got all this, you've accumulated all this stuff. And it's like, why do I need it?
But I think it's also interesting as well what you said there, Sarah, about the receiving part. So the letting go, and then you've got the space to receive. Because I feel like a lot of people, they get stuck in the decluttering stage of let's just keep getting rid of stuff. But they never actually take that presence to begin to receive again. And
or they fill it with stuff again.
Or they, well, yeah, exactly.
Which I've just been through that whole process.
When you said there, Sarah, about the song, so it was Elton John, what's his name,
John Lennon,
that's the one. It was John Legend, Imagine, but it was a bit of a remix, and it reminded me of something that I read in a book. It was like, we're not the content of our lives, we're the context. So we often do, we get into that habit, don't we, of thinking that we are the thing, the possessions that we have, that we identify with the car that we drive, or the possessions, the stuff. And it was Existential Kink that I was reading, actually. And it was very, really, I really loved that book. But yeah, that whole idea that we're not the content of our lives, we're the context. And that was quite mind blowing for me. And don't want to get too philosophical or too deep into spiritual there, but that was quite the thing. And then what else did I want to say? Coming back to Carolyn and that whole clear method piece. And yeah, receiving a lot, like, I want to just come to your breathwork session, actually. So if you don't mind, because.
Yeah, sure. Because
it was so. There was a whole piece for Sarah around receiving. And I think it's so important, because like, we're like, yeah, let's go to the breathwork session and clear all the stuff out. But then we have to be willing to receive and open our hearts.
Yeah.
We have to be willing to soften and allow.
Yes.
God, spirit, the universe, the mother, flow into our hearts and open our hearts and receive you know, mother receiving with mothers is such a huge conversation that we could talk about all day, no doubt. But yeah, we get, you know, that giving and receiving, the balance, bringing things into balance where we can both give and receive is so
and I think that,
for us all.
That can be such a huge part of being a woman in particular, of that kind of, you know, you think about dieting and fasting and like losing weight and, you know, all of these kind of different things, even like clearing out our wardrobes occasionally. And it's like, it's all about getting rid of stuff. And yes, there's absolutely that part of it is so necessary. But yeah, our culture doesn't support, which is the whole piece around mother, isn't it? It doesn't support that part of just, oh my God, okay, here is this clean new energy and space.
Why don't we just sit in it and enjoy it?
Exactly.
We can't though.
Yeah.
But why? What is it that makes it so difficult to really land in the now moment and let yourself soak it up? Why do you think that's so tricky?
I was going to put my hand up there. I read something about epigenetics. Or epigenetics. And that really rang true for us. Like our ancestors, so even our, you know, two generations up, there was never a moment to rest. There was always something to do. Or so we're, I don't know if we're led to believe. I wonder if that is true, but especially living on the land, you know, I think there's the scarcity and the poverty. Maybe there was always something to do in terms of like the Industrial Revolution times. I think pre that time, I think life would have been very different. So that's where that disparity comes in. Like we both kind of, me and Clara both looked at each other and frowned. Like, is that true?
Well, it's a great discussion because we know that the pace of life now is like off the scale.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it was like living Industrial Revolution and what it was like living as cave people. But we do know that community has always been really important to bring you back in, to share the stories, the cross-generational stuff. And that is where you bed into the now moment. That is where you can be with the energy of sharing and receiving very naturally. And maybe because we've been getting our stories coming through devices and things and less through one another, then we're not getting the energy of holding that we have when we're together storytelling.
Yeah, you're right. And that plays into what we were talking to Sue about, which was about being in the now and being, I mean, the thing that struck me with her is she lives in a community, you know, she lives with her extended family and love my family. But I'm not sure, I guess I hadn't even considered it. It's sort of, I guess, I think that's a very Western approach as well. Cause I know obviously other cultures, they live together. They have their grandparents, you know, there's lots of them living in, you know, houses. I used to work in Slough and there would be big families living in big houses. And when my mum grew up, there were seven children living in, you know, in one house and they were all sharing bedrooms and stuff. So somewhere along the line, that's just stopped.
We all have this desire for space
and
isolation, but actually we're all, you know, more lonely than ever, right?
Oh, hang on a minute. I think I know it's isolation's part of it, but it's also solitude, and
that's a better word. Thank you.
And that sort of serenity that can come with your own self space, this own self mothering that you can, if you've got other people pulling on you, you're going to get distracted from your meditation time or from your reading. I'm not saying I want to be like that all the time, but I think it's a very important component to being sane in this day and age, is giving yourself space to mother.
Yeah. As somebody who's I have lived in a community, in an intentional community, and it's really hard work. It's really, really hard work.
So my lovelies, we need to go to a track now. So which one are we going to choose? What do you fancy? Gozo.
So on the topic of rebirth and growth, I'd like to choose Wild Sweet by Starling Arrow and Isla Nereo. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear that.
That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back from that gorgeous track called Wild Sweet by Starling Arrow and Isla Nareo. You're here on Mother Speaks with the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Clara Apollo, Sarah Loy, and Kathy Bell.
I'm going to say hello. I'm going to say hello instead of just smiling at you. Is that okay?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello. We're all back. Can we, I would love to just present something that Sarah has posted on the Wake Up Mother community on Instagram. So it's Wake Up Mother _ community. And it's a post around rituals to increase your sanity after the Easter break, because 3 out of 5 of us here have children and they just had 2 weeks off school. And we're just almost coming to the end of the first week back. I am I'm sneaking off to host a retreat this weekend. So I'm going to have three and a half child-free days this weekend. So I'll be thinking of you all, guys. I will be thinking of you all, having that weekend back with the kids, tired from school, etc. But yeah, the post talks around, yeah, rituals to increase sanity post-Easter. And it would just be cool, I think, just to spend some time talking into those things that have helped to keep us, or that help keep us safe as a mother, and as a woman, mothering.
Totally leaned into quite a lot of those things over Easter.
So we have pause, time out, get outside and connect. So just let's just go for it.
So I guess what was really interesting is that I had car issues. So the first week of Easter, I was having to be very creative with what we were doing. And that actually involved being in the garden. We had 2 really lovely days. I'd already kind of prepared, bought the seeds. And I just thought, okay, here we go. We'll do some lovely ritualistic, like planting seeds together. And actually those first 2 days where we were outside in the garden all day, because my husband works from home. So it's kind of, let's get them out the way a little bit, was really lovely. And they were in such, I mean, being outside all day, they were sleeping well, they were in a good mood, and so was I.
Yeah. Surprisingly, which links beautifully to get outside, doesn't it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I really loved, over that period, I needed that time to myself. So my daughter's 11 and Matt again was working from home, so it's a bit of a different scenario. So I made that ritual of going for a dog walk on my own every morning, and that was my space, you know, to kind of tick a lot of the boxes, like have that time out to get my exercise, get my vitamin D, get my fix of the outdoors. But and then just doing, I think sometimes the monotonous thing of doing the same thing every day doesn't appeal to me. But then when I do it, it makes me feel so good. So it's like, no, I'm going to get up. There's an opportunity here for me to lounge in my dressing gown all day, because my preteen daughter will lounge in her bedroom and not want to move from it, and I will do the same just in another room, and my husband will, you know, and then at some time in the afternoon we'll all come together and go, oh, what's another day we've wasted there, like we don't feel very great about this. So it was really powerful for me to go, no, I'm going to be up and out by at least 10 o'clock, you know, have a nice leisurely morning, but be up and out by a reasonable time and take the dogs out. And it just helped me to help keep sane. I also did have a little mini break as well at the start of the holidays, which was very luxurious. And I cannot tell you the guilt, actually. The guilt was real. It almost ruined it, but I made sure it didn't. But going away,
God,
be inconveniencing everybody. Just I was only away for 2 nights, but it did feel an inconvenience. So. But again, that was so needed. It was something that I'd planned, and I wanted to spend time with my friends. And being in a different environment, I think, really helps, doesn't it?
But what is this guilt piece? Why do we feel guilty when we give ourselves time and we maybe inconvenience others? Because, you know, we don't know what the other people are going to get up to when we're not there. They might go, great, she's out there. No, you know what I mean? It might just be an opportunity to have a slightly different approach, you know. But we as mothers tend to feel guilty because we've let people down. Yes. Where is that coming from? What is that about?
It's the expectation that we're meant to always be there, basically, isn't it? You know, society still, you know, holds on to this. Even during the pandemic, we were still like, you know, all genders were at home, pretty much, weren't they? Depending on your like job, etc. But all genders were at home, and yet it was still like down to the women to kind of, you know, look after all the things. And it, I don't know, it just, you know, the school run is the big thing for me. It's like, why is it the women's job to do the yes. school run?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah. So do you know what happened? I was the exact piece. Like, why am I doing the school run? Why does he know? Why can he start work at 8:30 and I'm like 9:15? And it wasn't until I got rid of my car. And it was, there was about a month where I didn't have a car, and Matt he had to take her to school. And now it's like, oh, are you taking her today? And he's like, yeah, can do. Or he's like, oh no, I've got to go to work. You can. It took a real rupture. To create a shift. But yeah, oh, I'm so with you on that.
But in the workplace, you know, so, okay, you could say we're self-employed, we're at home, we've got the flexibility. But I'm sorry, both people are parents. If you've got one who's employed, typically the bloke, right? You know, that is stereotypical, but that's kind of what happens. And then the woman who's self-employed, she's at home. I'm sorry, both of them have responsibilities of employment in whatever form and childcare in whatever form. So why is it weighted? You know, why is the...
There's a great example of that in my husband's in his work, people who work with him. So they're an engineering group of men, let's say, and one of them has a wife who's a surgeon.
Mm.
And who rings up and says, my son's off sick to school today. I need to take him to the doctor. Am I okay to have the day off? Like, it's the dad, because the mum's got this like crazy.
Yeah.
No,
brain surgeon
boundary job. Yeah, like it's like, no, I'm at work, you know. It's like the surgeon can't be, you know, she can't cancel a surgery that day. I don't know what she does, but
we talked into getting time out with ourselves. So almost like that then links to the time out piece, which was, you know, take yourself out off for a date with yourself almost. And what I was doing, and this was something I lean back to lockdown times, because, you know, funny you were mentioning that, Zoe, but I built some really solid practices around managing my sanity. And I forgot them. I don't lean into them anymore because things are different, right? But the two practices that I put in place were reading a book when they were watching a film, rather than working or cleaning or doing. I was taking myself off and actually just reading and enjoying it. And the other thing, which is a little bit of a guilty pleasure, but I'm going to say it anyway, I actually started going and having sunbeds because there was a bit of rain and I just thought, oh, I could just do with a little bit of a lift. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to go orange. It's just, I think at this time of year, for me, I just need a little bit of a sunbed, like 10 minutes, just a bit of vitamin D when it's miserable outside. And it means I'm taking myself off. I'm spending 20 minutes with myself somewhere else.
Mm.
And that's probably the only real thing that I do, but it's something I've started to do now.
That is so interesting. Because that's you're choosing to connect in with the sun energy. You know, you want the sun to kiss you, being having that sun-kissed feeling, sun-kissed look. I know it's not quite the same underneath the but it is still reaching for the light. And it's like wanting that connection to the source light somewhere as well, maybe.
And the warmth too.
Yeah.
And you can put yourself a 10-minute meditation and you kind of tick in two boxes at once, right?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Love that.
Now they do the whole creams and stuff to sort out, you know, it's not like the 80s where you were tinfoiled or whatever, but it's because I'm not advocating it at all, but for me, it lifts me a little bit. That's what my little date with myself was.
I'd love to speak into the theme of boundaries a little bit, because obviously that is one of the biggest things we struggle with. I think I can say that for all mothers, especially over holiday time. And one thing I've really learned about myself is that, you know, as a self-employed person, it's really, really essential for me to recognize the holidays as needing to completely switch gears. So I realized that I can't juggle. I can't even like be on and off, on and off in any kind of rhythm over the holidays. I have to be off completely exactly from my same. Work. Yeah. Yeah. And that just allowing that really strong boundary for myself was game changing, because all of the guilt of, oh, I'm not doing this in my business, and the frustration that builds up as well of, I don't have space to do this, I can't think properly, all of that, you can just put it to the side and go, I'm going to pick it back up in a couple of weeks. And it sounds really indulgent, I know. And yes, in the evening, typically, I would just like catch up with messages and, you know, kind of bits of admin so that things are ticking over. But just creating that boundary has been absolutely radical, a radical piece for me.
I have to say, sorry, I'm blabbing a bit today, but I did do the same thing in that I gave myself a very clear boundary of Tuesday, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Tuesday the first week, Tuesday the second week. They're my days of work, because there is a part of me that needs, like, that lights me up. That's what I love to do. And if I'm not, I've certainly explored this over the summer holidays, and I gave myself four weeks off, and it was just, I just found myself so depressed. Like, it was really bizarre, because being a parent, you're not, when you're at work, you're kind of in control of some of the gratification, some of the gratitude, some of the, you know, some of the things that we need to lift ourselves, right? And kids, bless them, it's not their job, is it, to thank you every single time you do something for them. But it can be quite soul destroying if, you know, your kids are going through funny emotions or whatever it is. So I realized that I still need to plug in to that other child, my business, because, you know, my clients, I mean as a generator as well, like talking into human design, I need other people to spar off of, if you like. But when your kids are not in that space, and they're, you know, anyway,
kids,
just adding to that,
I really resonate with that, because I find I would, if I'm abroad, I have a total switch off. But yeah, the school holidays, I'm like, because, yeah, Yasmin's a bit older, I can be like, mummy's going to work for the afternoon. Okay. She's like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, but do whatever you want.
But it's good if you're like clear. And I love what you were saying, Sarah, about when your kids are watching a film, you know, they're totally immersed, so you can go off and read a book. You know,
I used to sit and watch the film with them, and then think, what am I doing?
I know, there's an opportunity here. So look, we need to go to another track here on UK Health Radio. Why am I singing? I love to sing. I love to use my voice. And I'd also like to speak into some of the practices that have helped me retain my sanity. So I will maybe get a chance to do that after this track. But I'd love to give you listeners here on the UK Health Radio stream, which is where you get to listen to the music, although we do have our Mother Speaks Spotify playlist that I will add this to. This track is called Native Prayer, and it's just an opportunity for us to drop into a space and receive some goodness. This is by, hang on, I need to put my specs on to read the small lettering here. This is by Gerhard Fankhauser and Einat Gilboa. And this was inspired by my Free Mind Hypnotherapy facilitator, Nathan. And he drops tracks into the sessions. And this one really spoke to me. I mean, it speaks of mother as well. This is why it's nice to bring it in. So I thought you'd like to hear it. And so we'll be back with this beautiful brace of gorgeous women here on Mother Speaks after this rather lovely track.
I'm calling my heart, calling my heart, calling my heart. Heyowana, heyana, heyne. Pray within me, pray within me, pray within me. Heyowana, heyana. I'm calling my heart, calling my heart, calling my heart. Hey, wanna, hey, Anna, hey, nay. Pray within me, pray within me, pray within me. Hey, wanna, hey, Anna.
That makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle mice, magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back into Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio with myself, Clara Apollo, and I'm here with Zoe Foster, Kathy Bell and Sarah Lloyd. Yes, all four of us are in the studio. No, we're not. We're on Zoom. But yeah, we are here having a chat with you. And I hope you enjoyed that last track, The Native Prayer. And that was one that came up through the hypnotherapy that I let myself do now. So before the break, you were talking about what it's like managing time being mums of youngsters and getting boundaried and how you have to sort of carve out your own space and try not to feel guilty about it. But also how important it is for us to have conversations with adults about creative things rather than just our kids. Now, my boy is 33 and he is a music producer and songwriter. And so his creativity is coming through that way, you know, that sort of self-mothering. And one day, yeah, I'll play one of his tracks. It hasn't been released yet. But I'm remembering, when you're telling me all this stuff, I'm remembering what it was like trying to find some space, and that running outside the door and getting into nature. Yeah, it was the same thing, but there was something very reassuring about it. I mean, I lived right on the edge of the New Forest, so it was never boring. But it was still, oh, I'm going, I never thought, oh God, I'm going to do the same thing again. There was something about, it's my escape route. I can get out into nature. It's something different every time anyway. And I think that looking at the power of repetition is something that can sort of soothe us. We're doing the same thing again, so we don't have to think too much, but it's going to have a different flavor to it.
Yeah.
So, and it's like when I come around doing, so the Qigong practice that I do as well, and the beauties of that is you repeat the same movements. You do get the mechanics sorted out, so you know what you're doing. And then you get into, you let the movement work with the rhythm of the breath. And then you get into a sort of a meditational space with it. You don't have to think about what's coming next. And this power of repetition brings us into the now moment to be able to get used to what that feels like. I think referring back to something else that we were talking about earlier, how do we let ourselves land and receive? And what is it we are receiving when we empty out and create the space? We're receiving fresh new vitality, or fresh light, or fresh ideas. We need that space for the creative energy to drop in. Otherwise, where's it going to go? There's no room in there.
Yeah.
So that's what helps me. And I've had, as I'm a very what's the word? Fired up person. I have a lot of things that I want to do, a lot of projects going, too many actually, and burnout is a thing that drew me into the Qigong practice. And people say to me, oh, you're chilled out all the time. No, I'm not. I'm out there doing dancing, running around, doing stuff. I've got this insatiable energy running through me, and I'm in my early 60s now. I know. And I'm just so bonkers. Glad that I have this vitality within me. But the trouble is that I can override, and then the barometers come up, the eye flashes, the vagus nerve tells me that, you know, tightens around my throat and my belly. It's like, just, and so I have, what I've learned to do is take my foot off the gas, because I have to. And I've had to be this boundary piece, personal boundary piece. Do you want to push through again like you used to? Because it's fun on working on adrenaline. Don't we all love adrenaline? Oh, yeah. No. There's another way. So what's been coming through recently is working with the energy of joy. And just,
oh, yes.
What I love to do, riding on the energy of joy. If I'm not enjoying something, just stop it, walk away, run away, come back, find the joy again, and come back into that. We're all moving now. There's a movement here. It's like, the dance, the shimmy, the shake. And that has an energy that, as I say, you can ride on it. You don't have to push through. So, yeah, I might be editing the show late at night. I've got to admit, it's one of my favorite times to work. But I love to, if I'm loving it while I'm doing it, there's no problem.
That's your choice, isn't it? I think that's the thing. It's like when you have to work between certain hours, it becomes like a box of like a prison almost. But if you're like, I've been there writing, that's when my flow kicks in at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, I need to write this right now. And just downloads come. And that's all right, because I can catch up my sleep or whatever another time. And I think that's the thing that, I mean, certainly came up for me over Easter was, oh, I need to get a proper job. I wrote a post to go on LinkedIn saying, I really want a proper job. I've got this much experience. And I was going through all my demands. And it's like, oh, actually, all the demands, the fact that I want to be able to nap, the fact that I'm a bit neurospicy, the fact that I want to work with people I like, you know, all of those things. It's like, there is a choice. We don't have to.
Yeah.
Do what we've always been told to do. You can carve this out for yourself. And yes, it's difficult at times, but that's why we're sitting around in circle leaning into each other when we're struggling. And I think that for me is the biggest part of this, you know, community, Mother Speaks, the people that have been on the show, all of this is the what goes on behind the scenes, listeners, that you don't kind of aren't privy to, is we have a group, and you know, the amount of I can't do it today but it gets done. It's great.
I love the whole piece around that I've learned, and I think so many of us have here in particular, of leaning into the have to do's, the tasks, what the things that need to be done, but leaning into them when it feels like joy, like as Clara said, honestly, like, okay, you know, I tune into a piece of work, or I'll look at my to-do list and I'll be like, okay, I'm going to do that bit now, rather than previously, you know, in my previous life, if you like, I would go, okay, I've got this to do, I have to do it now, I've got this to do next, and it would feel so, there'd be so much resistance and so much hating it, like constantly, like, I don't want to be doing this, no matter what it was.
Yeah, the whole construct of time, and how there's an infinite amount of things to do in only a certain amount of time. Time management has always been a bit of a snaggle thing for me, but like you say, you know, we're here to hold one another, and I've just been really appreciative of all of you. Like, after I finish a show, I'll just drop a little message in going, she's done, and I get excited because it's so lovely to share it with you. So I'm just going to bring in Carly Ma now, this warrior goddess energy.
Oh, so please, no more.
Because she really is about us carving time for ourselves as well. But the piece that I got from, these are from Angelic Celestial Colors, amazing range of sprays, essences, all made totally high vibrational and mixture of essential oils and crystalline energies. But the piece that Carly brought in for me, I mean, I used to sing her mantras, I'm aware of her, but this time, this was like, you want to declutter? Here we go. So what I got in my meditation was, not only are you decluttering, it disappears, and I can no longer remember what it was I just let go of. I'm like, what is going on? But there the spaciousness comes in to breathe in the abundance of the now moment, the appreciation of everything that's going in, and this curiosity of like, well, I'm ready to receive what's dropping in next.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very extraordinary.
Carly Ma has been such a huge motivator. Support, also a support system for me over the last few years. She came in so strongly for me the summer of the pandemic, and basically has been with me pretty much ever since. And somebody, when I was on an interview last year, the interviewer joked kind of with me, it's like, is that what the KM stands for in my name?
Of course.
I think the thing with Carly Ma, certainly when I started learning about her, and I think that was way back when we first met Kathy on those retreats, and you know, everyone was talking about this goddess Carly Ma, and I was like, God, she just looks scary as anything. Yeah. And I think what was interesting is when we face that shadow aspect, and like again, that comes back to the session that we had earlier around, certainly, and it's eclipse season and all kinds of planet stuff's happening right now, so it's really bringing up all this shadow that we really need to embrace and hug and love, rather than reject and push down and forget. And I think that's something that the biggest thing that I've ever been taught by circles of women is to just sit with it, sit next to her, move through it. And when we reject it, it really becomes a problem, doesn't it?
Yeah,
massively.
I'm going to be a little bit controversial here as well, probably. Cool. But this I'm going to preempt just by saying this is not bypassing what I'm about to say, but the shadow stuff, I can now, as well as it being hugely freaking challenging and all the rest of it, and, you know, disturbing and all of the other stuff that comes up, I can also really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird. I've been reading Existential King, and really not weird. I told Sarah about it this morning. It's not weird. Like, you go in, like, go in and love it. And it becomes this. Yeah, it seems it's the only way to integrate.
And like, oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Because I've always thought this, that we come to Earth, if we come to Earth to be humans, right? And the whole point is to be human. But then humans naturally have these shadow pieces, don't they? Like, they naturally have shadow. Mm. Like, we do want darkness. There is part of us that you know, wants the darkness, and it's
coming back to the wholeness. Yeah,
it's the wholeness. Yeah,
it is the dance. It is the dance. Oh, thank you so much. What richness has come through this discussion? I hope you've been enjoying this, dear listeners. And coming up soon on Mother Speaks, I'm going to hand over to Sarah because she's got a cunning plan, or the best plans are cunning.
Because it is throughout May, it is maternal mental health. We're hoping to bring in some experts who can talk into, probably dive even deeper into the discussions we've had today. So, like, you know, the self-care piece, you know, pausing, going outside, having a bath. There's so much more that we can be doing to manage our mental health because, it's such an important point. And I think so many of us have... There's certainly some of the women who featured in the book. There were a few of us who suffered with postnatal depression. And it is a topic that is being talked about, thankfully, very widely. So hopefully we're bringing on some experts around that for May. So, and if you are an expert and you'd like to come on, reach out. We'll be here.
And if you do want to find out more about what we're getting up to in the back end of things, then head over to wakeupmother.substack.com, where you can pick up information in the background about the book, Wake Up Mother, and also some unplugged, unedited versions of this show. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that via... That's via the website, isn't it? Wakeupmother.com.
And hello at wakeupmother.com.
Oh, thank you. Brilliant.
And Instagram. We're all everywhere. We're everywhere. Come find us.
Yeah, because these conversations are all about you. And we just speak our truth with one another. And it's been such a joy to have all four of us here, you know. Although actually Zoe's just messaged to say that her internet has dropped out, but we're nearly at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to listen again, you can do so on demand here on UK Health Radio or on podcast, the Spotify stream. And if you've got any friends you think would be interested in the show as well, just let them know, you know. It's this natural way of sharing what makes sense for us. And if these conversations have, then I thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to more, I was going to say more of the same, but it's never the same. More juicy conversations coming up in the future. So thank you so much for listening. Your energy is important. And remember, you have an unlimited supply of mothering energy in you. It's ready to be tapped into to take care of you first, and then you can serve others better. I wish you well.